This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote about Lincoln for you. He told her that Macbeth was his favorite play. That was his Secretary of State recalling a conversation that Lincoln had had with a famous Shakespearean actress. Yes, Macbeth, the tragic history play by Shakespeare, was Lincoln's favorite, and Shakespeare his favorite author. How does this fit into Lincoln's spiritual life? Shakespeare had been Lincoln's first theologian. Quoting from Hamlet, there's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough, hew them how he will. That was Lincoln's Shakespearean definition of the providence of God, a Calvinistic idea, always on Lincoln's mind and heavy in his soul. Shakespeare was a lifelong spiritual guide to Lincoln, how to live ambition and power. Ever since he was a boy reading excerpts from his Murray's Anthology, that school textbook, advised Lincoln. It told him, for example, that temperance, keeping a balanced control over his feelings, was good. Temperance, by fortifying his mind and body, would lead to happiness, whereas an excess of personal emotion, intemperance, would lead to misjudgment, ambition, and arrogance. Being temperate was a trait of Lincoln as a person and as a president. Macbeth, in the theater of his own mind, taught a spiritual lesson, humble self-control. For Lincoln, the boy who would be king, seeing a would-be king kill the legitimate king would be a moral lesson as good as the Bible, as well as a psychological guide. Now picture this. Lincoln, as president, has just deposed the ruler of the rebel South. He has sailed down to the destroyed southern capital, Richmond. He sits in the chair of the Confederate President Davis, who has fled. Returning to Washington by boat, he reads Macbeth. He knows that the overly ambitious, seriously misjudging, and madly arrogant southern states are falling just like Macbeth. But as a spiritual being, Lincoln broods. Has he been temperate? Between the Bible and Shakespeare, the Calvinists and the Puritans, Lincoln can feel he is in a tragic box of sin and guilt. How does he know he has been temperate, exercising enough rational self-control over feelings and passions? And in the face of tragedy, was being righteous and sober enough to keep his spirit alive? We looked recently at his humor, Lincoln's life with comedy. This would release and renew his melancholy soul, as well as draw him in to the company of others. But it was the twin masks of the theater, the thespian icons of comedy and tragedy, that balanced Lincoln, made him temperate. He was not always melancholy. He was not always humorous. And so, sailing back from war-torn Richmond, Virginia, Lincoln is not lounging and unwinding on the deck of the River Queen. He's reading Shakespeare, Macbeth, out loud, to his cohort, and for several hours. And why is this spiritual renewal? Here's a clue from the English novelist John Galsworthy. Following in the Forsyth saga, Forsyth's son-in-law is a survivor of World War I. With his father-in-law Soames, they are talking about moral decline in England in the 1920s, observing how, since the war, people have lost what they call sentiment, what we would call empathy. The son-in-law says about the war, "We had so much reality that we don't want any more." The young war survivor explains, "I mean that only reality really makes you feel. So if you pretend there is no reality, you don't have to feel." This Lincoln never did. Reality is not something Lincoln ever shut down. Reality really always made him feel. That is why reading Macbeth was spiritual renewal to him. It was the tragically really real made real again in drama and in words. Macbeth, the king who killed the king, says, "We will eat our meals in fear and sleep in the afflictions of these terrible dreams." But treason has done his worst. Malice domestic can no longer touch. This was Lincoln's nightmare and his American dream. There would be fear and night terrors, but his hope was that treason, real Southern treason, had done its worst, and that domestic malice could no longer touch the people. This play, Words About Tragedy, renewed his heart and mind and led him, as it can us, down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.